Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 4, Paramananda Puri, and the story of Swarup Damodara. At that time, Paramananda Puri came from South India. Traveling along the banks of the Ganges, he ultimately reached the town of Nadia. And at Navadweep, Paramananda Puri took his board and lodging at the house of Shachi Mata. She provided him with everything very respectfully. While residing at the house of Shachi Mata, Paramananda Puri heard the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Jagannath Puri. Paramananda therefore decided to go there as soon as possible. There was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's named Dvija Kamalakanta, whom Paramananda Puri took with him to Jagannath Puri. Paramananda Puri very soon arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, and Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see him. In the great ecstasy of love, Lord Chaitanya worshipped the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, and in turn, Paramananda Puri embraced Lord Chaitanya in great ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya then said, "Please stay with me and thus show me favor, accepting the shelter of Jagannath Puri." "Oh yes, my lord, I also wish to stay with you. Therefore I have come from Bengal, Gauda, to Jagannath Puri." At Navadweep, Mother Shachi and all the other devotees were very glad to hear about your return from South India, and so they are all coming here just to see you. But seeing that they were delayed, I came alone very quickly. There was a solitary room at Kashi Mishra's house, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Paramananda Puri. Lord Chaitanya also gave Paramananda Puri a servant. The next day, Swarup Damodar also arrived. He was a very intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya, and he was an ocean of transcendental mellows. When Swarup Damodar was residing at Navadweep, under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name at that time was Purushottama Acharya. But after seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had accepted the renounced order, Purushottama Acharya became like a madman and immediately went to Varanasi to take sannyas. At the conclusion of his sannyas initiation, his spiritual master Chaitanya Ananda Bharati ordered Purushottama Acharya, "Read the Vedanta Sutra and teach it to all others." Swarup Damodar was a great renunciant as well as a greatly learned scholar. And so, with heart and soul, he took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Swarup Damodar was very enthusiastic to worship Sri Krishna without disturbance, and therefore, almost in madness, Swarup Damodar accepted the sannyas order. Upon accepting sannyas, Purushottama Acharya followed the regulative principles by giving up his tuft of hair and sacred thread, but he did not accept the saffron-colored dress. He also did not accept a sannyas title, but remained as a Naishtika Brahmachari. After taking permission from his sannyas guru, Swarup Damodar went to Nilachala and accepted the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All day and night, in ecstatic love of Krishna, Swarup Damodar enjoyed transcendental mellows in the loving service of Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar was the limit of all learned scholarship. But Swarupda Madar did not exchange words with anyone, for Swarupda Madar simply remained in a solitary place, and no one could understand where he was. Sri Swarupda Madar was the personification of ecstatic love, fully cognizant of the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna. Swarupda Madar directly represented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Chaitanya's second expansion. If someone wrote a book or composed verses and songs and then wanted to recite them before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Swarupda Madar would examine them and then correctly present them. Only then would Lord Chaitanya agree to listen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never pleased to hear books or verses opposed to the conclusive statements of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya did not like hearing rasa avasa, the overlapping of transcendental mellows. It was the practice of Swarup Damodar Goswami to examine all literatures to find out whether their conclusions were correct. Only then would Swarup Damodar allow them to be heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Swarup Damodar used to read the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidas and Jayadev Goswami Sri Gita Govinda. Swarup Damodar used to make Lord Chaitanya very happy by singing these songs. Swarup Damodar was as expert a musician as the Gandharvas, and in scriptural discussion, he was just like Brihaspati, the priest of the heavenly gods. Therefore, it is to be concluded that there was no great personality quite like Swarup Damodar. Sri Swarup Damodar was very dear to Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, and Swarup Damodar was the life and soul of all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. When Swarup Damodar came to Jagannath Puri, he fell flat before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering Lord Chaitanya obeisances and reciting a verse. Helod hunita kedaya vishadaya pronilad amodaya shyamach chastra vivadaya rasadaya chitar piton madaya shasvad bhakti vinodaya sa madaya madhurya mayadaya Sri Chaitanya Daya Nidhe Tava Daya Bhuyad Anmando Daya. O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised Swarup Damodar to his feet and embraced him. They both became ecstatic in love and fell unconscious. And after they had regained their patience, Lord Chaitanya began speaking to him. I saw in a dream that you were coming, and so this is very auspicious. I have been just like a blind man But your coming here restores my vision. Oh, my Lord, please excuse my offense, for I gave up your company to go elsewhere, and that was my great mistake. My dear Lord, I do not possess even a trace of love for your lotus feet. If I did, how could I have gone to another country? I am therefore a most sinful man. I gave up your company, but you did not give me up. By your rope of mercy, you have bound me by the neck and brought me back again to your lotus feet. Then Swarup Damodar worshipped the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and in turn Nityananda Prabhu embraced Swarup Damodar in the ecstasy of love. And after worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar met Jagadananda, Mukunda, Shankara, and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, as was befitting. Swarup Damodar also offered worshipful prayers at the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, who in return embraced Swarup Damodar in ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave Swarup Damodar residence in a solitary place and ordered a servant to serve Swarup Damodar with a supply of water and other necessities. Recorded May 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Jai Rama Hari Jai Krishna Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jai Krishna Hari Jai Rama Hari Jaya Sachi Nandana Gora Hari Jaya Sachi Nandana Gora Hari Jaya Sachi Nandana Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Jaya Nrisingha Deva Jaya Nrisingha Deva Nrisingha Deva Jaya Nrisingha Deva Jaya Narahari, 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 Narahari. Tavakara Kamalavarenakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita
narahadi rupa jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha jai jagadisha jai jagadisha hare hare jai jagadisha hare hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare om gyana timarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha
Recorded May 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Om Tat Sat.